states. Whether inspired by Zerker Tire in Monroe, to find out all about their agricultural products, go to ZerkerTire.com. With live team coverage at the top and bottom of each hour, instantly when it breaks, and always online at WoWo.com. I'm Kayla Blakesley, News Talk 1190 WoWo, and now 92.3 FM.
So, Kayla, have you filed your taxes yet?
No.
I'm dreading it, Pat Miller. I thought maybe that enormous return of yours is what threw us into sequester. I thought maybe that's what
happened. Nope, that wasn't it. You got to blame something else.
Well, keep listening. I'm getting ready to get you some help here. Stephen Yoder, who is an off contributor for the Fiscal Times and a really smart guy, and we've been trying for several days to get him here, and here he is. I'm going to talk to him about the worst tax mistake that you could and millions probably will make this year. First of all, Stephen, welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks, Pat.
Hey, listen, so, you know, I imagine being Stephen Yoder, with all the stuff that you know, and I've read your stuff in the Fiscal Times before, you're probably almost like an IRS agent, in that IRS guys never get invited to parties. I would imagine you're not all that popular at parties because people don't want to talk taxes until about March and April, and then everybody wants to talk to you.
Well, that's right, and actually, it's true. A quarter of taxpayers wait until the last 2 weeks to file, and so about almost 10% wait so long they have to file an extension. So a lot of us procrastinate, and I try not to be too unctuous in my advice.
Now, when we do this, when we talk about people waiting until the last minute, that's one thing. When we talk about people extending, a lot of times, Stephen, the people that try to extend it are the people that end up owing. They really hurt themselves when they do that, don't they?
Well, and the biggest reason that there are a couple of reasons not to file late, and this is particularly true in the last couple of years. The biggest reason it's a problem is you put yourself at higher risk for tax identity theft. So the way it works is the longer you wait to file, you leave more of a window for the thief to file a return, a false return in your name, and steal your refund. If you file early, that can't happen because you're in first, and that thief's return will bounce. This is a huge problem, actually. The IRS says it's processing 650,000 cases of tax ID theft as of last September. It's grown 650% in the last 5 years.
Wow.
The agency says so.
You know, that's not something, Stephen, that you hear really overly publicized a lot. You hear about tax identity thefts, you know, from retailers who steal your credit card numbers, or guys who have special gizmos at the gas pumps where they read the number off your card.
Uh-huh.
But what you're saying is, I'm assuming if somebody could get your social security number, they could somehow file a false tax return and have their address put down, and next thing you know, your money's going to them.
That's right. That's their goal, and tax ID theft turns out to be easier. We've seen some reports of this. It's easier than other forms because you basically just need a name, address, and social security number. So this is now, one report I read said this is now the most common form of ID theft. So,
well, when somebody does that, let's say somebody does file late, somebody else has, and then they go to file and they get, I assume what? If somebody has already filed a return in your name, you just get a letter from the IRS that says, sorry, Charlie, we already sent you your money?
Well, that kicks a whole very long process starts with the IRS to try to fix the problem. The IRS says it will take you at least 6 months if somebody's filed a return in your name to fix this, and often longer if your return is more complicated. So, the IRS has a taxpayer advocate in the agency, and they say when you get into tax ID theft, you're going to be dealing with 21 different agencies within the IRS itself. So that's why it takes so long. It's something you want to avoid.
Yeah, well, you know, in just my experience, and if there's an IRS agent listening, I'm probably in trouble now, but Steven, it seems to me every time I've had any dealings at all with the IRS, for whatever reason, be it good or bad, if they tell me it's going to take 6 months, if it actually happens within 6 months, you really should throw a party.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's right. You know, Pat, one other thing I want to mention about filing late, just so people know, we cited a survey in this article that people who file late also pay more. They pay about double in prices for software and fees to tax pros, to accountants, as do people who file in January and February. And the reason looks like, you know, that the companies that make tax software give their best deals for in early in the season because they're trying to attract customers. So you don't get those deals late in the season. And then with tax professionals, you know, if you're using one, you make them work late at night to get your return done for the deadline, they're going to charge you more. So
let me ask you this, too, as long as I have you on the line. And from the Fiscal Times, we've got Stephen Yoder, who again, is an office contributor. They're very, very learned. I've read his stuff a lot. But you have this article here about the worst tax mistake you can make. But I know back in February, you had an article about the nine new tax rules that matter now more than ever. And let me ask you about a couple of them, and then I have another question. But it seems to me you get more support right now from the IRS and the federal government if you're buying an electric vehicle, but less support if you're trying to do an adoption.
It's a little strange. it's a little strange, yeah. This is a little quirk. Congress has added a provision in the tax code that now, you know, you've always gotten a $2,500, well, in the last few years, a $2,500 tax credit for buying an electric car. That's either $2,500 or 10% of the purchase price, whichever is lower. Now they've added to that electric bikes and trikes. Don't ask me why. But adoptive parents have always gotten a tax credit for their costs of adoption, visitation fees, and so forth. Now that tax credit has been reduced by about $800, and so that's one change from 2011 to the tax year 2011 to 2012.
So we think it's better if they have a car where the battery might catch fire, but let's don't help them get a child. Yeah, that seems a little weird. Now because of this, Stephen. This year, you listed in your article these nine new taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How can people keep up on that from year to year? Mm-hmm. I mean, is the best thing really to subscribe to something like the Fiscal Times? Is it to make sure, I mean, if anybody, should everybody use a CPA? Does it scare you at all? And I don't want to use any names, but some of the quickie tax return places, I'm afraid if it's this difficult for me to keep up on everything that's changing, how can I be confident that the people that I'm going to have also kept up?
Well, in most cases, the people at those quickie tax places are going to be using, I mean, they're using tax software, which presumably has been updated, for the current tax year. So that is not as much of a problem. I mean, you want to be sure that the IRS has actually done quite a bit of work in requiring more documentation from preparers to make sure they're qualified to prepare returns, because there have been, especially low-income folks deal with tax preparers who have not been qualified and have gotten, you know, very, you know, a lot had returns filed for them that have had a lot of errors and cost them a lot of money. So that's gotten better. Our IRS has strict requirements. All these guys are using software. So the thing, there is a difference though between a tax preparer and a tax accountant, you know, and an accountant, somebody who can sit down with you and plan your taxes. So that's a different level of service, and if you have a more complicated return, you want to be dealing with an accountant.
But your big advice today, Stephen, and we certainly appreciate your time, the main thing we want to share today is don't wait until the end. If you can, by all means, with what time is left, get that return in earlier. If for no other reason, you really cut down on the availability of tax ID theft.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate very much your time today. And next year, whatever the big nasty problem is with taxes, I'm sure we'll look out and reach out to you again. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen.